And now I would like to invite and welcome you into our service in a slightly different way by sharing my reflection on my belonging history. I hope it encourages you to do the same. I spent the first 17 years of my life in a community where I didn't feel like I belonged. I was raised in a small agricultural town in Central California. I was a religious and ethnic minority in a Portuguese Catholic community. We Protestants allowed ourselves to stick close together. We heard that the Monsignor told our Catholic classmates to cross the street rather than speak with us. I'll never know if it was true or not. And while I was blessed with a supportive family, I spent most of my teen years waiting to leave. And if someone had told me that my married name would be Portuguese, I would have been horrified, because it would mean I hadn't escaped. Lynn and I left California for graduate school in the Midwest because we didn't want to live out our lives in one state. And it was in Wisconsin that I first found a community beyond family where I truly felt like I belonged. And that was just luck. The research group Lynn joined proved to be a wonderful match, and we six couples 50 years later remain dear friends despite changes from divorce and death. New partners brought additional richness to the mix. The enduring sense of belonging comes from shared experiences and values, even though we have lived out our lives geographically separated from each other. But it is this congregation that has given me my most valued experience of belonging. We came to Muncie nearly 40 years ago with a catastrophically ill child and no church history as a family. Lynn and I hold different religious beliefs. And yet we desperately needed community. This non-creedal congregation provided what we needed, and it is because of this church that we remain here in retirement, and we will continue to do so. Our memorial services will be in this very space, because this is where we belong. My 74-year-old self would have advice for my teen self. Today, I could manage my life in that tiny ethnic agricultural community differently. Today, I'm more forthright and direct, more secure. I would do the work it takes to truly belong that I was unable or unwilling to do at that stage of my life. And I guess that's not surprising, because our lives should be a series of lessons learned. I have learned that belonging is tricky. Sometimes we allow others to be in control of our belonging, and sometimes we set limits on ourselves. Like life, belonging involves an element of luck, a need for effort, and a willingness to move beyond our own vulnerabilities.